In southeastern Oklahoma, where unemployment rates are higher than the rest of the state, residents are more likely to list jobs in the economy as a top political concern in a statewide survey commissioned by public radio stations. But as Caroline Halter reports for Oklahoma Engaged, residents disagree about how to grow the region's economy and opportunity, and that's playing out in a local political race.
Tyler Clifton collapses onto a couch after a long day at the furniture store he manages in downtown McAlester. It's the same couch where he occasionally interviews people for Facebook videos he calls the McAlester Leadership Series.
You know, everybody that's asked me about the Leadership Series, what eventually comes up is they say, what's the motive behind it? Well, I didn't really have a motive behind it other than I wanted people in McAlester to know what their leaders were thinking. And that's what I wanted to know, too, if I'm going to be here long term.
That curiosity is what prompted him to join a networking group called Ignite McAlester after moving back to the 20,000-person city from Tulsa in January.
I saw the towns around Tulsa just blow up, and I think McAlester has the capability to grow exponentially over the next 5 to 10 years if we have people who are passionate and excited about this area.
At a taqueria 2 blocks away, Ignite is holding its monthly meeting.
I see huge disparities in our rural communities around, you know, economic opportunities, but McAlester is the hub for that.
That's Michelle Mabry, the group's president.
So the more that McAlester grows, I feel like the better the overall district does as well.
Oil and gas isn't booming in the region, but Mabry says there's a flurry of economic activity in McAlester. In fact, some local businesses are struggling to find jobs that require just a high school diploma. But the idea of McAlester as a regional hub isn't appealing to everyone in southeastern Oklahoma. Jim Grego lives 40 minutes east in Wilburton, where he sells hay and raises cattle.
That's what I do, sell heifer and hay. The city of McAlester, their goals and their visions, they don't always line up with ours. They bring these businesses into McAlester. They continue to drain Latimer County, rural Pittsburgh County.
Grego says as long as jobs are concentrated in McAlester, towns like his lose out on sales tax revenue from workers spending at local businesses.
We're cutting services. We've got a hospital up here that's struggling to keep open. Like I said, that Veterans Center, it's going to close.
That's why he's running as a Republican for House Representative in District 17. It covers part of McAlester, which is in Pittsburgh County, and all of Latimer County. The seat has never been held by a Republican, but Grego thinks he has a winning campaign theme, rural strong.
We matter too. You know, we don't have the votes. We're not the majority. We are the minority. But we matter too.
If he wins, Grego says he'll focus on bringing industry to the district.
I think my role as a state representative might be that I could make contacts with some of these businesses and try to get some things moving. It's always bothered me that we were rich in natural resources, but we don't really have the means to convert them natural resources into a product that'll create jobs right here.
Grego's message won him over 60% of the primary vote in Latimer County. He had a harder time in the more urban Pittsburgh County. There, his primary opponent, Josh Hass, got 40% of the vote. The two are campaigning ahead of the August 28th runoff. The winner will face Democrat Peggy DeFrange in November, but the Republican runoff illustrates the divide over what local communities need to grow. Josh Hass is also tapping into the sentiment that rural Oklahoma has been forgotten. Here's what he says in the campaign video on his website.
My name is Josh Hass, and I'm running for District 17 state representative. And the why is because the people in District 17 don't feel represented. We haven't in a while. I know as a husband and a father and a business owner.
But Hass doesn't mention jobs on his website. His platform appears to be focused on health and education. The focus on education appeals to people like Clifton, who interviewed Hass for the McAlester Leadership Series.
If we want to grow at all as a community, as a state, we have to put more emphasis on education. There's just no other way to do it, in my opinion.
Clifton is a registered Democrat, but he can see the district flipping.
I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we ended up with a Republican representative.
When Republican voters in the southeastern Oklahoma House District go to the polls on August 28th, they'll be choosing between two types of Republicans with two different visions of how to help the region thrive.
This report was produced by Caroline Halter for Oklahoma Engaged, an election project by NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on political issues that matter to everyday Oklahomans, visit kgou.org.